On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team wraps up the regular season tomorrow as they will travel to Minnesota Crookston. Senior offensive lineman Steve Pappas with us. Steve, got the start last week. If my memory is correct, you started against Mankato like 3 years ago and hurt your hand and hadn't started since. What's it like going from starting to not starting to all of a sudden starting again?
Well, it was awesome starting to begin with, but then getting hurt and not being able to get back in there, it was a lot of, kind of painful. And but I just kept at it and kept working hard. I knew that someday I was going to get my break again, and that was last week.
You were recruited as a guard. All of a sudden, they decided to move you to center. For starters, how much different is it? I mean, granted, you're only like 3 feet away from where you used to be, but the job and the role is completely different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's completely different. I got recruited as a guard, and then I ended up playing tackle for a year, and then I got switched back to guard, and now I'm at center. And so I've played every position in a game on the offensive line, which is it's really confusing, actually. And but playing center, I mean, I don't mind. I like being out on the field. It's awesome.
What is it like, as banged up as your offensive line was last week, to go against a team with a defensive front like St. Cloud's?
It was brutal getting it going, but once we figured out how to attack them, we just went after it and did our best, and that's what happened.
This isn't the easiest offensive scheme to block for, is it?
No, not at all. Every week it changes, and every week you got to know where you're going, otherwise you're not going to be out there. And yeah, it gets confusing a lot of times.
Is it easier as a center? Because all the calls at least start with you?
Not really, actually. You got to call out the fronts, and I used to give Immerman a lot of garbage for being a center. It's the easiest position, but it really isn't. And it's just like guard, except for you're calling the opposite call, pretty much.
Hard to believe how fast a career can go.
Yes, we were talking about our senior talks on Thursday, and I remember my very first one when they were talking about Coach Martinez and Zach Stafford and all those guys talking, and I don't know where the time went. I don't even know what to talk about on Thursday, to be honest.
With one more game, obviously, you guys still have stuff to play for, be it pride, be it another game, be it a couple of more games, who knows? Does that make it easier that you've got stuff to play for yet in the final game of your career?
You know, I always feel that we have something to play for, even if it is just pride. I like to take a lot of pride in myself and in my team. But, knowing that we could go to the bowl game or we could go to the playoffs, barring some miracle, it really drives a whole week of practice.
Does what happened last Saturday make what happened the two Saturdays prior even more painful?
Yes, very much. That was, I can't even look back at that right now. I'm just trying to look forward because those 2 weeks really, really stung really bad.
Enjoy it and good luck Saturday.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.